And it's time for the Final in the Present series on Windows Fundamentals, brought to you by Kathy Ann Murtha of the Access Technology Institute, which you can visit on the web at www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com. Here's Kathy Ann.
Hi, this is Kathy Ann. Today I'd like to talk about Windows Explorer. It's a tool of Windows which allows you to access the drives and folders and documents of the computer in a very quick and efficient manner. My computer is a wonderful tool, and it's really nice for beginners, but as you start to grow more experienced with Windows, it's kind of nice to be able to zip around your computer through the use of Windows Explorer. Windows Explorer may be accessed by holding down the Windows key and pressing E. Windows key E, as in Explorer, will launch the Windows Explorer application. When Windows Explorer is launched, you are placed on a My Computer entry within the tree view of Windows Explorer. There are three elements of Windows Explorer with which we are going to be concerned. The first is the tree view, and I'll explain what a tree view is in a moment. The second is the list view, and the third is the address bar. Take away the tree view and you basically have My Computer, because you have the list view and the address bar. But the tree view is what makes Windows Explorer such a dynamic application. By default, you are placed on the tree view, which is on the left-hand side of the display, and it's a split display. You have it split into three sections. The tree view, if you press your tab key, you are on the list view, and you can shift tab back to the tree view. So tab and shift tab will move you back and forth. If you press your tab key again past that list view, you land in the address bar. Press your tab key again, you land on a close button, which would close the tree view if you were to press enter upon it. One more time, you're back in the tree view. So you can tab from the tree view to the list view to the address bar to the close button back to the tree view. As with all features of Windows, you can't get lost. You're just going to go in a circle. And you need to listen to what your screen reader is telling you. It's telling you tree view. It's telling you list view. It's telling you when you get to that address bar and when you get to that close button. So you can tell where you are at any given time. From within the tree view, you can press your down arrow twice quickly. Just tap it twice quickly to land on your C drive. The C drive of your computer is the main hard drive of your computer where all of your folders are stored. You may hear a little click if you have sounds enabled on your computer. This little click tells you that the contents of the C drive are now displayed on the right-hand side of the display, which is nice. But you're going to be able to access the folders through some simple keystrokes. You don't have to tab over, use your arrow key, press enter anymore. Not in Windows Explorer. You can navigate your drives and folders through the use of the tree view. You may have heard that your C drive is closed. You can open it by pressing your right arrow. When you press your right arrow, the contents of the C drive cascade down into a list. All of the folders of the C drive cascade down into a list. Much like those old movies where you would ask a father to see a picture of his baby, he would open his wallet and all those pictures would come tumbling down. That's what it's like. If you use the down arrow, you'll be able to access the folders on your C drive, and each time you access one, you may hear a click. That click tells you that the contents of that folder are being displayed on the right-hand pane. You may hear that some folders are closed. Any folders which have folders within them will be closed, and you can open them by pressing the right arrow. One such folder may be your program files. Now, you can use your down arrow to access program files, or you can use the first letter. If you press P until you hear program files, you'll find that you're going to go to the program files folder, and you can use your right arrow to expand it, and then move down some more, and you'll be able to hear other folders, which may sound quite familiar to you. You may find that you have McAfee, Norton, Microsoft Office, any number of different folders within this program files folder. And again, you can expand them through the use of the right arrow, open them and display their contents through the use of the right arrow. To close a folder, press the left arrow. That closes it and kind of folds everything back up into that folder so that its contents are no longer displayed. You probably have gone down quite a way into the program files folder by now. And if you'd like to, you can pop immediately back up to Program Files to the next higher level, or one level up in the hierarchy, by pressing your backspace. When you press backspace, you'll go up one level. Example, you went into the Microsoft Office folder and you were exploring. Pressing your backspace took you to Microsoft Office. Microsoft Office is a subfolder of Program Files, so if you press your backspace again, you land on Program Files. And Program Files, as we know, is a subfolder of your C drive, so if you press your backspace one more time, you go back to your C drive. So the backspace pops you up one level in the hierarchy, one level in your path. C:\Program Files\Microsoft Office\. You were in Microsoft Office. You backed out of it to Microsoft Office. You backed out of it Program Files. You backed out of it to C drive. And you ended up right back on your C drive. And again, the left arrow will close it. The right arrow will expand it. Now, you may notice something as you're exploring these folders and you're expanding them. You're not hearing any documents within this tree view. Well, that's perfectly normal. You're not supposed to. The tree view only displays the folders. It does not display the documents within those folders. So if, for example, you focus on My Documents within your C drive, and then you press your Tab key one time, that's where you're going to find your documents. And you'll also notice if you have any folders in My Documents, you'll also find the folders within My Documents. It displays both. Now you are in a list view just as though you were in My Computer. You have the list of folders, the list of documents. If you were to press Enter on a document, the associated program would be loaded and the document displayed. If you were to press your backspace, you would go back one level in the hierarchy, but it would be list view, not in the tree view. You can delete documents. You can rename documents. F2, type the new name, press Enter. Be sure to maintain the file extension. And you can select documents for cutting, copying, and pasting. If you were to select a document and copy it, you could go back to your tree view with Shift-Tab, locate the folder into which you'd like to paste it, tab over, and paste it. You don't have to do a lot of backspacing and entering. You could just use your tree view to locate that new document. Just as with My Computer, you can also change the view of this list view. Perhaps you'd like to view the details of the list. If you open your View menu with Alt-V and then use your down arrow until you hear Details, press Enter. And now the documents and folders will be displayed with their size, the type of document being accessed, and the date it was last modified. With file folders, all you'll hear is file folder. You'll hear file folder and then the date it was last modified. If you are accessing a document, you will hear the size of the document, the type of document, and the date it was last modified. There may be times that the display is abbreviating the information. Maybe you have a document called Letter to My Mom, and all you're hearing is Letter to My. Within Windows Explorer, you can press a keystroke that will expand the display to allow you to see all of the contents within. It kind of resizes those columns within Windows Explorer. Press Control Plus on your numeric keypad, the plus key on your numeric keypad, and that will resize the columns so that they will display properly. Control Plus on the numeric keypad will resize those columns so that you'll hear the full name, the full size, the full document type, and the full date it was last modified. So Control Plus within Windows Explorer will expand those details so that you can hear them all, resizes those columns. Within this particular list view, you can do all of the functions that you can do within My Computer. You can delete an item, focus on it, and press Delete. You can delete it bypassing the recycle bin. Hold down the Shift key, press Delete, and answer Yes. It will be deleted completely from your computer bypassing your recycle bin. If you'd like, you can look at the properties of an item. Just press Alt-Enter on the item. If it's a document folder, maybe it's the My Documents folder or a folder within My Documents, you'll be able to hear that it's a file folder, its path, the size of the folder, how much information does it contain? How many bytes or kilobytes? You can find out how big a folder is through the properties. You could check the read-only and make it a read-only item so that it can't be altered. All sorts of options. You can read that with your keyboarding of your mouse, one character at a time, or you can use your read dialogue keyboard command for your screen reader. Also, can create new folders within Windows Explorer. You could create a folder right here within the list view, being aware of the folder currently focused because that would be the location it will be inserted. Or you can return to the tree view, which I'd like to do now. Press Shift-Tab to return to the tree view and use your navigation until you're focused on your C drive. You want to focus on the C drive of your computer. You may hear local drive C. You may hear the name of the C drive. Once you're on the C drive, open up your File menu, cursor down to New, and press Enter. Notice you have Folder. Press Enter on Folder, and then type the word temp, T-E-M-P, and press Enter. We're making a temporary folder into which we're going to copy some documents. And we're going to delete this folder when we're done. When you create the folder, you are automatically taken over to the list view. If you use your up and down arrow keys, you'll find yourself in the list view and listing of all of the folders. Press your Shift Tab key to return to the drive. Now let's go to My Documents. Make sure the C drive is open, and then press your M until you hear My Documents. When you hear My Documents, press your Tab key one time to access the list of documents and folders within My Documents. You may now select one document or several documents. And remember when we went into My Computer, I showed you how to select multiple documents in a list view. You can hold down your Shift key and use your down arrow key to select contiguous documents, or you can focus on the first file you'd like to select, hold down your Control key, use your down arrow key, and press the space bar on each item you'd like to select. Once the documents you'd like to copy are selected, press Control C to copy them to your clipboard. Return to the tree view with Shift Tab and use your backspace to get back to your C drive. When you're on the C drive, you can then go down to your temp folder. Press your letter T till you hear temp. Press your tab key once to go into the list of documents. You'll notice that it's empty, and then press Control V. You've pasted those documents into the temp folder. Without having to do a lot of backspacing and entering and moving around a lot, you did it through the tree view. You located a folder, went into its contents, and copied some of the contents. And then you went back to the tree view, located the folder into which you'd like to paste the documents, pressed the tab key, and pasted them into that folder. Very easy to do within Windows Explorer. Probably easier than within My Computer, because remember, with My Computer, you'd have to hit your backspace several more times. Each time you have a hierarchy, you have to press the backspace, and then you would have to press Enter to go into folders. Can be kind of a challenge. So you have the ability to very quickly and easy copy or cut text documents and place them, or any type of document, and place them into another folder. Let's now delete the temp folder. Since all we did was copy documents into it, it's not going to be of any consequence should we delete it. Focusing on your C drive within the tree view one more time, press T until you hear temp. When you locate the temp folder, press your delete key, and if prompted, answer yes. That's all there is to deleting a folder on your C drive or any folder from anywhere within your computer. All you have to do is focus on the folder name and press your delete key. Tap that backspace one time and you are returned immediately to your C drive. But you're not limited to working on your C drive. The other drives of your computer are also listed here. If you had a floppy disk in your disk drive, you could go to your A drive and copy or delete or edit documents on your A drive. If you had a CD-ROM in your drive, you could go to your CD-ROM drive and make some editing and take documents and copy them to other documents or display a document within its associated application. You can also go right to your desktop. Press your Home key, Home, and then press your Tab key one time, and there is your desktop. You can make changes on your desktop here. Deleting, copying, creating folders, moving items can all be done. And anything you do here affects your physical desktop because this is your desktop. So you have the ability to edit your C drive, and to edit your desktop. If you were to create a shortcut here within the File menu, press Enter on New, then press Enter on Shortcut to enter the Shortcut Creation Wizard, you are entering the same Shortcut Creation Wizard you accessed from the desktop. And when you create a shortcut here on the desktop, it is going to appear on your actual physical desktop because this is your desktop folder. So the Windows Explorer tool is a wonderful little tool for taking care of all sorts of maintenance tasks. Press your tab key one time from the list view, and there is an address bar. Remember the address bar of my computer? We were able to go immediately to any folder on our computer. Type C:\, and press Enter. Press your tab key, you land on the close button. Press the tab key, you land on your C drive. When you type a folder name, you are then focusing on that folder within the tree view. Shift tab back twice to get back to that address bar. Type C:\ my:\documents and press Enter. Then press your tab key twice. And notice that you are now on the My Documents folder. You can go to a folder immediately, focus it within the tree view, expand it, and explore it just by using your address bar. Also, go to web pages through your address bar. In your address bar, type www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com and you will immediately load the Access Technology Institute webpage on the right-hand side of the display. The folder view will still be visible, and if you press your tab key one time, you will then access the close button. You can close out the tree view, and you will be then placed within Internet Explorer. You can return to Windows Explorer at any time by simply opening your View menu, pressing Enter on Explorer bar, cursoring down to Folders, and pressing Enter. The focus is placed again on My Computer. Use your down arrow twice quickly to access your C drive. You can again expand your C drive with the right arrow. Again, cursor down to a folder, and as you cursor down, you will display the contents of that folder within the right-hand side of that window in the list view. Remember, you could change your view. Maybe you'd like to return to a list. Open your view menu, cursor down to list, and press Enter. So you have the ability to delete items. You have the ability to rename items, cut, copy, and paste items, access the internet, change the view, and pretty much, you now have access to Windows Explorer, a wonderful feature of Windows. In this course, I've taken you through a lot of the major features of Windows and introduced you to a lot of concepts. And at this time, I'd like to review those concepts. I'd like you to listen to your screen reader and start to access other applications. And through an understanding of these concepts, I'd like you to be able to gain a little bit more understanding of how your computer works. A list view is accessed through the use of the up, down, right, and left arrow keys. You may press the first letter of the item for which you're searching. And you can take a number of actions within a list view. You can delete, you can rename, and you can navigate within your computer. A combo box can be accessed with the up and down arrow keys, or the first letter of the item for which you're looking. It is a static list of options. It cannot be changed. While it is accessed in much the same way as a list view, you can't delete, you can't rename, and you can't navigate within a combo box. Radio buttons are a series of options that are always selected. You have the option of choosing male or female. You'll hear male selected, female selected. That's because when one is selected, the other automatically becomes unselected. It's much like the radio buttons in cars. When you press one button, the rest pop out. You can only have one selected at any given time. Edit combo fields, or rich edit fields if you're a Windowize user, allow for the insertion of text, or you can use your up and down arrow key to make a selection. In some cases, it will be static options such as a font size or style. In others, it will be a history list of documents which were previously opened or previously saved. Combo Edit Field or Rich Edit Field combines a rich edit field or an edit field with a combo box. We also discussed menus. Remember to listen in the menus. Listen to your screen reader. WindowEye users, you will hear pull down, you will hear dialogue, or you will hear nothing. And that will tell you the type of option that will, the type of action that will be taken should you select that option. JAWS users will hear submenu, dot, dot, that stands for dialogue, or nothing. Again, it tells you what will happen if you select that option. Dialogues are windows that open, asking you to give them some information or providing configuration options. Within dialogues are property sheets that can be accessed with the Control Tab and the Control Shift Tab keyboard command. You can also Shift Tab or Tab to the Tab control and use your right and left arrow key to navigate among the property sheets. Dialogues will contain property sheets. You won't find a property sheet standing alone. There's always a dialog there with an OK and Cancel button. You've learned a lot in this class about the concepts of Windows, and I hope now you can take these concepts and translate them into a dynamic accessing of the Windows operating system. I also hope if you have any comments on this course, you will feel free to write me, Kathy@AccessTechnologyInstitute.com. This is the last class in this series. I appreciate you spending this time with me. I appreciate you taking the time to learn the concepts and to really gain a more full understanding of the Windows operating system. And I hope that you'll stay in touch with me. Let me know what you think of the course. Do you like it? Could it have been improved? Could I have done better? I hope that I did right by you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for sharing this time with me. And thank you, ACB Radio's Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.